If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I'm still shook.
Why? Oh, from the traits.
Yeah,
I can imagine. No, it was you know what? Wild injuries for sure.
And it's weird that people say the Browns are tanking.
Oh,
but if you have the defensive player of the year and you only win what, 5 games, are you tanking?
Yeah. No, you're doing a service by unloading right. Someone who's actually going to use.
So I'm happy for him. Now I will say this: when he asked to be traded last time, and they just gave him a boatload of money, and he said, okay, I'll stay. I don't know if he was that upset by this, because he got everything he wanted. He got an extension, and he got to go to the Super Bowl favorite. So, yeah, you could say they did him a solid, but they got some stuff in return. And like I said yesterday, the problem with organizations and sports is not who they trade, what assets they get, or whatever. It's that even when they have all these draft picks and all these good trades, they screw it up because they're not a good organization. And you could go through any sport, right? Like, how many players are still playing for the Panthers, or not the Panthers, the Marlins, when they traded all those players? You know, John Carlos, when they traded, who they traded to Milwaukee. You know, don't
know Yelich.
None of those guys that they traded for are changing, you know, the trajectory of the team. So, like, yeah, that's the thing that I think I'm more worried about is that, yeah, it might have been a good trade for Miles and it might have been a good trade for the Browns. But if they don't make good decisions with those picks or make better decisions, they're going to be in the same spot.
Yep. Of course, what he's referring to is yesterday's wild day in the NFL, which we will continue to cover. In addition to previewing tonight's Stanley Cup final, tomorrow's NBA final matchup. So we got some things going on. Let's start off with some headlines, of course. And these headlines are brought to you by our friends over at Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. First story, Tobin's out. He is getting his citizenship for Peanut Island. He will return next week. I mentioned yesterday, Vlad and Brittany will be holding things down in the production chair while he and Figgy are out. So good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
A pleasure always to see your lovely face on this show, for sure.
Thank you.
Did you catch any of the crazy madness that happened in the NFL yesterday?
Of course. I don't live under a rock.
Fair, fair. I was on yesterday with Leroy, and a majority of the madness happened yesterday. We'll briefly recap that. And then a couple trades or a couple moves happened right as we were getting off air. But, of course, we'll start with the ones that we discussed yesterday. Russell Wilson retired.
He retired two years ago. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't know it, to be honest. That's the problem. Brittany, first initial thoughts on Russell Wilson retiring.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by that in the slightest. I think he's made for television, so I'm not. I'm
really.
Yeah. Oh, he has the personality for it, 1,000%.
I think he has the personality of a backyard paver.
Yeah, which is why he's perfect for TV. Because some of these guys, like, I mean, is Chris Sims really that entertaining? What are we doing here? God bless him. But.
His personality, if you don't like, there's guys who are entertaining even if you don't like what they have to say. Right.
Thank you, Leroy.
The one thing that you don't want is you don't want this. And that's the vibe that Russell Wilson, you know, kind of give you.
I happen to disagree.
I mean, even Tom Brady, he tries to do it with a little personality and how things are going. Does Russell Wilson have that?
I don't know, to be honest.
He's
replacing Matt Ryan, though.
You know? Yeah, but the sneak, samesies. The sneaky, most entertaining quarterback in all of this post-career stuff has to be between Peyton and Eli Manning.
Because I don't think that's sneaky, dude. I saw that coming with the Peyton commercials.
Oh, with the Peyton, or when he called it, or when he said our idiot kicker.
It's like, I kind of knew that guy had a personality.
But what about Eli?
He kind of looks goofy. Doesn't he kind of look goofy? Right.
But they all have that look. Like, you can spot a Manning in a crowd of a million people, right? Yeah, they all have that look. Their dad has that look. Archie has that look.
Yeah, I would say I'm not surprised by Fitzpatrick, but I enjoy Fitzpatrick in his shenanigans, even though Tobin
hates him. being who he – like, he's been somewhat that. I mean, what do you expect from a quarterback who comes out and all of a sudden he looks like an MMA fighter, right? Like, remember that? Like, so he's always had that in him. Like, you could see that. You knew that was coming, right? Even like Cam Newton, whether you agree what he has to say or not,
you could have seen that
personality, though. Right? Transferring to TV. Like, you could see that coming. But Russell Wilson, what, like...
You know what? Nate Burleson. How about that one? Because I know he was a
wide receiver. Well, he was a wide receiver, and you never heard from him as much. But Nate Burleson is probably one of the highest paid all of them, because he does the morning show on, was it ABC?
Yeah, I think
so. Right, and he does other stuff. He hosts...
I'm telling you, he's good.
Games.
Did you know Michael Strahan was
Michael
Strahan? He's good, handsome.
You know, I give you a perfect example who everybody thought was going to be Michael Strahan is Tiki Barber.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, he wasn't bad. He was very professional, or whatever, but he has the personality of a kumquat, so it didn't really transfer. He does.
Is that a fruit? I don't like this. Let's ban
it's
that
like
word.
A little tiny orange like this.
Yeah. Let's Brittany put that on the list. We're banning that word from this show.
I agree.
I do not like that.
It's a little bit of an AEO moment.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, like certain guys seem like the only guy that I like who handled himself like Russell Wilson and you never thought would be good is kind of Tom Brady, but he's so smart at it, right, that it comes across as entertainment.
I don't care for his analysis as much as I kind of like when he leans into the jerk role, because I don't like when he tries to be politically correct and, you know, very Tom Brady. I'm like, I know you're a bleep hole, dude. just be you. Just be honest. I know who you are. When he's like, when he walks around with that kind of goat swagger, I kind of like it.
It you know what it does, right? It like he walks around with his bona fides. You know, and the fact that he tells you every now and then, you're like, all right, you're the greatest.
Yeah, right. You know, it's kind
of right,
cool.
But that's okay. That's all part of the entertainment aspect of what he does, right? Like, and everybody has their thing. Like, I like the fact that if you were listening to a television game on the radio, you know who it is, right? Either with the personality, the voice, or whatever. And that's part of it. Like, I have a feeling that if Russell Wilson does it, and again, don't know if he's been hiding personality because he's been trying to play the corporate role, right? Corporate quarterback. Don't know. I mean, he is married to Sierra. So there's got to be something that we're missing.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Let me show you what you're going to be missing. They're gonna go to Russell Wilson. Everyone's going to give a breakdown of what they think the point differential will be. And Russell Wilson will give you a beautiful soliloquy on statistics and football. And then he'll be like, I think they'll win by 6-7. And we'll be like, damn it, Russell, please shut up. And that will be exactly
right.
What
like,
Russell Wilson's experience will be.
Non-funny people can't be funny. Don't try to be funny. It makes it look worse, right? Like, we all have that friend. We all have that person in our life that makes a funny, and you look over at him like, yo, that could have been the funniest joke in the world, but you said it, and it wasn't funny, right?
Yeah,
you just got to lean into who you are.
Other moves that happened yesterday on our show as Leroy opened up today with was reflecting upon the big one that shook the NFL first. Jared Verse, a first-round pick in 27, a second-round pick in 28, and a third-round pick in 29 are heading to Cleveland in exchange for the two-time Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett. Now, when you heard that one, Brittany, what was your reaction to that?
I literally put my hand over my mouth. I gasped. I was very perplexed by that trade. I mean, guess not perplexed because, like, Cleveland's not doing anything, but to just add more to the Rams is scary.
The Rams are not afraid. They've been taking swings, but you know why you can take a swing like that? Because in the fourth and fifth round, you got guys like Puka Nacua. You got guys like that. So if you never drafted that way and didn't have guys already on your roster that you brought in, like, this would look a lot different, right? That seems to be the problem with the Dolphins. Like, who's the next rookie besides Achane, which worked out, but now you had to pay him? Who's the next rookie that's going to step up and be that contributor as, a, for lack of a better word, cheap labor? So you're going to get 2 or 3 years or 1 or 2 years on that rookie contract before you have to pay him, and then you can structure and add and change different positions. The Dolphins have had to go out and basically buy and trade for every player that was on the team. So, like, when you see it like that, and you see how other teams are doing it, they're able to do that because they have drafted guys that were young that contributed right away and gave them a year or two, right? Gave them a year or two to say, let's take a swing at it and go get a Myles Garrett. And they making fun on TV, but they say, wouldn't it be something if Aaron Donald decided to come back? Because you know he in shape.
We saw, I'm not sure, you know, there's rumors going around. And if I was Tobin, I would definitely be attempting to see if I can be boots on the gram, or is it something, is it nothing? Because he's posted videos of him working out. The song on his story is I'm Not Done. You know, is there certain signals that they're sending out? You know how this offseason, when you have no football to dissect, now you're dissecting stories to see if Aaron Donald's retired.
I tell you what leans into that. How would you like to be Aaron Donald playing next to Myles Garrett, right?
Come on. Yeah.
Now, You want to hear something crazy about the trade yesterday, Brittany? I don't want to do this because it's not my thing.
Uh-oh.
But could be something.
Ooh! Could be okay.
A few months ago, Diana Rossini was talking about A.J. Brown to the Pats. Right? Ooh. Now! Now, we all knew it was going to happen after June 1st. Everybody had said that.
Yeah.
Right? When have you ever seen a trade that is worked out that way with no, like, competition? And how did she know?
Yeah, and
thus is the dilemma of could be something or could be nothing.
Could be something.
Did it have anything to do with the fact that?
Well, I mean, you know.
but doesn't it like it like just real talk? Just sitting back, looking at that situation, and hearing about it months ago. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's definitely something worth investigating. Right? Something smells fishy here. Everyone was rumoring that the trade was going to go through, but I saw just as 4 o'clock hit, more or less, that he had been traded. And my first thought immediately was RIP to the corners that Miami Dolphins desperately don't have because
you don't know that. You don't know that. Well, and let me explain it to you this way. I'm more than sure when the Rams drafted Puka Nacua, and I use him as an example because we're talking about the Rams. I'm more than sure when they draft the Rams, they go, we need some help at wide receiver. Right? Then he came onto the scene and started balling. Now, I'm not saying the Dolphins have that. But what I'm saying is we tend to, after the draft, look at the first two or three rounds and consider those guys contributors right away and forget about the other guys and the reasons why they were drafted so low and not even consider that they could be the stars. You have a lot of players in the NFL that were undrafted. You have a lot of players who were drafted low because they lacked, they couldn't win the combine, right? And most rounds 1 through 3, you know, we talk about the combine, right? But there's a lot of guys who had success at the college level. So before we say we don't or we do, let's give them a chance to play. Like, you don't know what offense or what defense they're going to fit in. I tell you who's going to have the biggest impact. When you think of Kenneth Grant, and I've said before, he was playing a technique where you just stand up, hold the guy up, and look. And as a young player, if you hadn't done it, you get ran over a lot. Because you stand up first.
Yeah.
Then towards the end of the year, he was shooting gaps. Boom, 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 boom. Causing a little havoc. I don't know what defenses they're going to run, but I'm guessing they're going to lean into that. So if they're able to get pressure up front, if Chop can get the quarterback on the ground instead of the drive-by, right? You know what the drive-by is. He beat the guy, run around the outside, stick an arm out, quarterback steps up, miss him. If they can get to the quarterback, then how good does your secondary have to be? And that's that. So then are we going to say, if they're getting after the quarterback, are we going to say, oh, and they got some corners in the draft? Because that won't really be the case. It'll be getting pressure up front.
We also have a pretty poor pass rush, though. Based off the roster. I don't know. No one's seen anything yet. But
As of now, sight unseen, I'm not going to argue with anybody who says we don't have this, don't have that, because you're basing it off of last year. And that's kind of how we do things. However, you have no idea what the scheme is going to be. You have no idea how aggressive they're going to be. A lot of teams that don't have a secondary are very aggressive up front.
You know, this is wildly optimistic of you, Leroy.
Usually no, it's just it's the reality of football.
Usually it's like, oh, dude, we got this guy who he can jump over the moon. And you're like,
because that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. There's a whole bunch of athletes in professional sports that can't play a damn lick.
I got a bunch of unproven guys.
Oh, what about Baby Jordan when he came to Miami? Everybody remember Baby Jordan? Harold Miner?
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, Harold Miner was, you know.
Baby Jordan could jump out the gym. What happened?
Yeah, he was like a baby DeAndre Jordan. We just didn't know which Jordan we were talking about. Yet. It was a different Jordan.
So, again, like Michael Beasley might have been one of the greatest basketball players to never play. God. Right?
Yeah, worst because MMA fighter.
The timing was bad with his skill set. That's what I would say.
The Giants made some moves yesterday. They brought back OBJ.
Go ahead. The floor is yours, my man.
I mean, come on. This guy is washed, dude. What are we doing? For vibes? We brought him back for vibes? That's cool. I say 3 weeks before he's on a boat in Miami shirtless again.
Here's what I would say about that. There's two things. One, it takes a lot longer than a few months for your knee to heal. There are guys that play, but you're not healthy. And we get caught up in guys returning to play from those injuries. We're not understanding that they're not at full speed. So he had a year off, basically.
Did you see him at that Dubai game that they had? There was this flag football game that, I don't know, one of these rich Saudis or something like that paid for that had everybody. It had everybody, you know, Tom Brady was quarterback. It was flag football, mind you. Right. But it was like a mixture of celebrities and, you know, some high-profile athletes. You know, Des Bryant's there. Like, this wasn't like, you know, these were really top athletes in the NFL currently. And OBJ actually had a couple touchdowns, and that's when the rumors started to circulate that, okay, maybe this guy is a little bit healthy. Maybe, you know, it is flag football, but there's real competition out there, and he looked like he was doing well. So I know there's something still left in the tank. But as you said, it's very easy to do that without the pads on.
Yep.
It's very easy to do that without
flag football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what? It's like, could you imagine going into a boxing ring? How aggressive you would be if you know the other guy couldn't punch you back. That's what wide receiver is.
Yeah.
Wide receiver is like you run across the middle in camp and training camp and OTAs. Like you ain't got to worry about that safety coming up and you know, busting up a couple of chiclets. When we get into the season and you know the hitting is real. Watch how short those arms get. And one of the reasons why I wish they wouldn't have changed the rule from guys being able to get hit, because it separates the true wide receivers from the average wide receivers. Because getting hit and being able to hold on to the ball, being able to catch the ball while getting hit is part of what separates those guys from one another.
Well, when we come back, we will discuss the Marlins snapping their losing streak.
Oh, good game. Good game.
We will discuss a little bit more of the NBA Finals matchup and more things coming out of San Antonio and New York as they prepare for tip-off tomorrow. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Stick around. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We actually have Tobin out, unfortunately, for the entire week. But have no fear. Leroy's still here. Brittany's still here. Vlad's still here. And I will be holding things down as well. There are a couple of headlines that we didn't get a chance to get to yesterday and today that I wanted to quickly go over, get your opinion on this, Leroy. Did you hear that Serena Williams unretired?
Yeah, but she's gonna play doubles.
You seem like you're talking down on that.
No, I'm just saying that doubles, a lot of the older players do play doubles later in their careers.
So you're saying she's washed?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that the stress of playing singles, she might not be able to handle at 40.
All right, Brittany, write this down. Leroy thinks Serena's too old, can't handle the stress.
Yep.
No, I'm stating facts. Right, whether you believe it or not, that's on you. That shows your lack of knowledge. But what I'm saying is 100% accurate. Usually older tennis players, because they can't go through the exertion of playing singles, will play doubles because they love to compete. That's all I'm saying.
You heard it here first. He doubles down. She is old and washed. Leroy Horn. another headline here. You know, he's not even really, and this is interesting, I'm going to say this, put on a jersey yet, and he is already making headlines in New England and all across the world. AJ Brown, did you know, is a bold-faced liar.
Really? What did he do? What did he say?
He is now being accused of, you see this photo here of him in a Patriots jersey?
That's not him.
That is AI. They are accusing him of using AI on this little child photo that he posted where they're you know, making it seem like, oh, this was always meant to be. Look, he's always been a Patriots fan. Here's the problem. The only way he would have been able to have that jersey is if he went a time machine.
Yeah, because that wasn't the jersey when he was that age.
Correct. There was no Reebok was the jersey or sponsor at that time.
And they didn't use that dark blue, did they? Did they use that dark blue?
Yeah, they used a dark blue, I think, at around the time. I don't think at around the time that he was this age because he's 28. So if you think about it, in 90s, this age,
no, they were still using the red and the blue.
Yeah, exactly. Tom Brady wasn't even quarterback at that time. And the Patriots thing that goes over his number 12, the wording there, it didn't come until 2013, which he would have been much older by then. So needless to say, Instagram flagged.
Well, let me tell you something. You know what's worse than AI?
Yeah.
People that ain't got nothing to do that pick it apart.
he posted that?
I'm not sure if this is the one that he posted, but he definitely he did post it actually. He posted multiple pictures with a Diddy song.
Oh, get the message. Are you serious?
Well, that'll fit right in.
He put a Diddy song, it says coming home. So this is the thing. He's the one who posted it. He has the song Coming Home. And then he has these childhood photos of him with a number 12 Patriots jersey. But he's like using AI on these photos because.
So at the time of that, he would have been like 2.
Yeah.
He looks a little older.
That means he was born in like 98.
Yeah, 20 years old, born in 98. Tom Brady, you know, rises to popularity. 2001. Let's say, you know, he waited a couple championships where he got a jersey. 2003. So essentially, he'd be 5 years old with this Tom Brady jersey.
Oh, that could fit.
That could fit. Well, then why lie though? Why, like, he's putting that jersey? Sure, it could line up, which is why it would have worked out. But like the Reebok sponsorship and the fact that it doesn't say Patriots on, or that it says Patriots on the top, are like, all right, so clearly you doctored this photo. But why though? I just don't understand.
Why? I don't know. Like, does it really matter though?
No, it doesn't. But which is even more reason as to then why?
Right. I think that's the crazy part. I think, as a society, we lie about things that people wouldn't care about if you told the truth.
I just don't understand.
Just say, hey, I was a Patriots fan growing up. Yeah. I'm from the area. Like, do you have to throw cheese on it? And
but he's not even from there.
Yeah, I know. That's what
he's
I'm
from
saying.
Mississippi.
No, he's not from. Oh, he's
no,
from Mississippi.
He's from Mississippi.
Just like, what are it's we just, even
wait? It just straight. It just gets worse.
You know, it's really
it just
like
get worse.
We're not starting on the right.
Like he went to
ground.
He went to Ole Miss. He's from Mississippi. Like,
well, that means he should have been a Saints or an Atlanta fan, and well, Atlanta yeah. was good back when he was born. So
the thing is that like I understand like when you're an actual football player and you go, you usually the fan of the most famous football player. So I can understand if he was a Tom Brady fan growing up.
Well,
but
you know what I was a fan of when I was growing up, when I was that age. Archie Manning.
Yeah, I mean, that's a local guy for you, though.
Correct.
So that makes sense.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I have an Archie Manning jersey in my closet.
Oh, that's nice.
Earl Campbell.
Oh, fun to
right?
watch.
Because I was a running back.
Yeah, see, all those things make sense, though, too.
O.J. Simpson.
Good running back.
Yes. That's but I say that because that's first running back 2,000 yards, right? That's you know, that was the thing. As a running back, you pay attention to all that. Gale Sayers, right? Brian Song. I never saw him play, but Brian Song, the original, was the first time they ever put like real football footage, real NFL football footage in the movie. So it like so I've always been a fan of Gale Sayers, right?
Brittany,
like,
have you seen Any Given Sunday, Brittany?
No.
Ha! Ha! Jesus, Brittany, I've never seen it. They tried to shame me in the not seeing Any Given Sunday.
Brittany. All right, hold on. But no, see, it's not fair because
if you wanted me to Brittany lie about it, you could have just told me before. I would have lied, but
I just assumed you saw it. But the movie is
How do you assume everybody saw a movie that only grossed $100 million?
It was so good though, you know.
Now if you ask somebody, did they see Star Wars? You're more inclined to have more people say yes because it grossed $900+ million.
What's that? Star Wars?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. No. Like you take it at $100 million and it costs $55 million to make, right? You're going to be hard pressed to find a whole bunch of people that saw that
I had
movie.
Never even heard of it. And now I'm looking at the cast. It's kind of like a star-studded cast.
Yes.
I'm telling you, dude, this is crazy. Okay. Because the movie came out before.
So it must have been really bad. It must have been really bad.
No.
See what I'm saying? Now,
okay,
can I ask you a question? Okay. With the amount of money it costs to make, is all the salaries included in that?
Yes, it is.
So it costs $55 million to get all those stars.
It's a lot of people.
No, it is.
It was filmed in Miami.
I'm not questioning that. It was filmed down here, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning any of that. What I'm saying is that if it was that popular,
yeah,
why did it only make $100 million?
Mm, yeah, it has a 51% on Rotten Tomatoes.
51%.
51%.
Yes, you know what that is? That's
no. Okay.
That's actually really bad.
Right?
No, it's not really bad. No, all right, dude, Emoji Movie has 9%.
You know how people watch movies? They pick cartoons and give them at least a 90.
Exactly.
That's not, you guys are not doing it justice to Any Given Sunday. I don't like this.
I'll watch it. How about this? I'll watch it and I'll come
I'm
back
giving it its proper justice.
I'll give it its proper justice.
Leroy doesn't watch football movies because he sees them differently than normal people, right? But my thing, in the same way that I know people who are in the military watch military movies and they're like, ah, this is bullcrap. Back in my day, we did this, right? But when it comes to the movie Full Metal Jacket, every military person is like, all right, that is how it was. What I'm trying to tell Leroy is Any Given Sunday, you know, you got The Replacements, you got Longest Yards, you got all these, you know, these fantasy.
But I look at those movies for what they are.
It's adorable. It's cute. And this one has some drama that you're like, all right, this is definitely some movie drama that we're watching here. But the realism that Any Given Sunday gets praised for is something that
can I think tell you something? Guys,
yeah.
It, Brittany, pull this up on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Necessary Roughness.
Oh, I've necessary. Heard. I've.
Oh, get out of here, Brittany! Now, what are you talking about?
I swear, I've heard of that one.
Watch what the Rotten Tomatoes is.
35% Rotten Tomatoes.
35.
Scott Bakula playing quarterback is not believable.
Yeah.
I guess not, dude.
1991.
Oh, you want me to watch this? You got a bunch of intangibles walking around here, dude.
Yeah.
So, Holy Evander Holyfield's in the cast.
Let me see. What do you think? According to Rotten Tomatoes, the highest rated football movie.
Remember the Titans, 1,000%.
Oh, right. Damn, that was so good.
What about We Are Marshall?
Ooh, that's a good one. Hey, you know what? Hey, Leroy, this is right up my alley.
I like real stories.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
Are you doing weird, Marshall? You know what? I think I got one that may top the list. You tell me what the score is for We Are Marshall. I'll tell you the score for the one that I'm looking at.
The Longest Yard?
I was going to look at that one, but I already know that one can't be more than... Oh, mine's going to win.
So
sure.
We Are Marshall is 48%.
Oh, you see? Hey, listen.
It was a true story. So
look up. Yeah, I'm sorry, Brittany. We're out here telling you to look.
No, it's okay. That's my job.
And what was Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans.
That's got to be like a 90 for sure. That has got to be.
It's a 72%.
72%. You know what that is? That's a 20% dump, bump up because of Denzel.
Yeah, that's a hey. He's good. Yeah. I don't know if you know this about this.
Remember the Titans is a fantastic movie, Leroy.
It is.
Like, don't disrespect it ever.
I'm not. What are you talking about?
The Blind Side is 66%.
Blind Side gets 66%?
Well, here's the problem.
That is crazy work.
Here's the problem.
That is great.
The, what's his name? The actual player.
Michael Orr?
Michael Orr said they took some liberties.
Oh, yeah, they 1,000%.
Right. Like, made him look like he was just a dummy, and that wasn't the case. So,
all right, Leroy, I got two ratings for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I looked up Rudy.
0.01%. There's nothing about Rudy that was real.
No, bro, number 45, Rudy. Rudy Rudiger, stupid name. 80% on the rock.
No, it's not.
80%.
You know what that is?
Rudy says 70. It says 78%.
That's you know what that is.
Yours is broken.
You know what that was? Intangibles coming together to see Rudy. Yeah. That's
well. Look at this. You're gonna like this one though. Brian Song, the original one.
The original one.
86%.
Yeah.
It's the highest. Okay, so I'm looking at the highest rated football movies on Rotten Tomato. Brian Song is number one.
And you know what's crazy? Brian Song, the reason why, like, I was a kid. And the reason why I love watching that movie, because they showed actual Chicago Bears football in that movie. So, like, while they're showing, you know, guys getting hurt or whatever, when everybody got hurt and when Brian got sick, they showed it was coinciding with the football season or whatever. So when Gale Sayers tore up his knee, right? So that was it was awesome from that perspective, because guess what? You didn't get to watch football like you got to watch it now when I was growing up. Like if your game got blacked out, you had no football.
Well,
they didn't have a full slate of games. And then you had Monday Night Football. What made Monday Night Football so great was everybody got to watch Monday Night Football.
See, that's not fair, though, because in the 2000s, you had TVs and screens everywhere. And still, 100 million people decided to watch Any Given Sunday because it's a good movie. 100
million people is nothing. That wasn't 100 million people. If 100 million people watched the movie, that would have grossed like almost $1 billion.
No, bootleg, Blockbuster. You got to take into account Blockbuster rentals.
Do you consider Jerry Maguire a football movie? Because it's like considered one of the best football movies ever. I mean, I don't think it is. I think it's more of a rom-com than a football movie.
Here's what I would say. It's
rom-com.
It is a football. Well, here, it's a movie designed around the sport of football.
Of course, because he's obviously like a football agent.
I don't think football is the main focus. It's not about Cuba Gooding Jr. It's more about him in the relationship with the single mom and the kid.
Exactly.
So is it a football movie when that's not the main movie, you know?
Yeah, I don't think so anymore. I changed my mind on that one.
Yeah, there's no way that it's considered a football movie, but it has like, and it's whenever you look like, at best football movies, Jerry Maguire's up there.
There's two lines. Show me the money. And you had me at hello.
And you had me on hello, yes.
That's it. Then everybody knows those two.
Of course.
Oh my God. Rotten Tomatoes got 41% on The Replacements. These guys don't know football.
That's just comedy. And it's probably all guys because cheerleaders, whatever.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, the cheerleaders are the best part of that movie, and I stand by that statement.
What? No way. Keanu Reeves. Totally. He's my quarterback. Shane Falco.
How about the Water Boy?
Oh, Water Boy.
Wait,
that's gotta be
I bet you
one.
Water Boy. Listen. Now, hey, wait cool. a minute.
Come on.
Let me tell you, of all these movies,
yeah,
you know more lines from Water Boy than any of them.
Oh, of course. I quote Water Boy all the time.
Right.
My mama say it.
It has a 32% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Whoa, okay, come on. These guys don't know what they're talking about.
Come on. They don't know what they're talking about.
That's H2O.
With that being said, though, I think there needs to be more respect put on Any Given Sunday for putting up that 51. Hey. Now that we see how harsh the rating is, hey. I'm just saying.
Before we go to break.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead on and get your weather. Why don't you
go
ahead on and read that line before we all get fired?
Perfect. The weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. Leroy, what is it looking like?
I'm going, it's overcast, so just like it's cloudy, but it's not like, you know, oh my gosh, it's going to rain clouds. It's just overcast. The winds are light. I can't tell which direction they're moving because the clouds aren't really moving. But I'm going to go ahead. Winds are 5 to 10 miles an hour. I see a couple of trees that ain't strong enough to hold their own moving. And right now, it's got to be in the low 80s. And it's only 11 o'clock, which is frightening. But again, it's that time of year. Always, always look for rain in the evening. Be safe driving home because it's that time of year.
He is completely correct. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a golfer. Currently 87 degrees.
Ooh,
but the real feel is 107 degrees outside. So,
not that.
That's what it says. It says the heat index is 99 and the real feel, which could be a made up thing that AccuWeather does by itself. But heat index seems real. So the heat index is 99. I don't know what that means, but that sounds
it's muggy.
Crazy.
What's the humidity?
71%.
The humidity is still 71%.
Low. Still low. If the humidity was 85, this would be rain. That's how you need it.
5 o'clock, you got a 66% chance of rain. That was your comprehensive weather report. Listen, we've already obliterated the clock. I'm not going to lie to you. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go on a little bit of an extended break here. We'll figure it out. We'll be back at around 11:01-ish somehow, some way, even though we got to combine two breaks. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Join us hour two coming up next right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.